Yeah, for those of you who are not familiar with VLLM, VLLM is basically started as the open source project from a couple of students from Berkeley, and it kind of exploded very quickly because it offered a really like a nice and efficient implementation of inference for modern LLMs. And then over time, it became one of the like very, very, very large and vibrant communities where like PhD students, researchers, engineers, and also like big tech companies are contributing very actively and trying to develop like a inference engine which is going to serve these modern LLMs as efficiently as possible. The cool part about VLLM is the fact that it runs and supports various hardware. So you can run it on NVIDIA GPUs, AMD GPUs, Google TPUs, AWS Neuron, Intel Gaudi, and so on and so forth. And usually for most of these hardware vendors, like the teams from these companies are helping out kind of and developing in open, are trying to make VLLM run as efficiently as possible on their hardware. And then on top of that, VLM supports running all like popular modern LLMs these days, and usually model vendors are working with VLM kind of behind the scenes to always try to enable day zero support for their models when they're about to release them. VLM offers a ton of like optimizations by default, and like you will get already like pretty good performance if you just deploy your model with the standard configuration. However, there is always like this additional kind of question of trying to figure out whether we can squeeze in more performance, and this is where quantization and speculative decoding became like very attractive topics for us, because they offered additional pathway completely orthogonal to all optimizations that already exist in VLM to accelerate inference with these like very, very large models. So just to bring everyone to the same page, just one slide on what quantization is all about. So quantization is basically a process through which we are reducing the number of bits that we use to represent either weights or activations of the model. What I mean by this is that if we take a neural network and we plot all of the weights in the network, we're going to get this like a normal Gaussian-like curve. And what's going to happen is that the weights are going to be distributed across this curve, and they can take any possible value here. And given that this is the full precision, and by full precision, usually these days we mean the weights are represented in brain float 16 format. That became the standard these days. We have very high granularity, so we can represent like very, very small differences between the weight. And through the process of quantization, what we're trying to do now, we're trying to take these weights and we're trying to put them in these discrete buckets. And each of these buckets represent one single value that we can represent in this now new quantized range. Because this like quantization, this quantized range here has much, much lower granularity, this means that during this process, we're going to have to shift the weights a bit. For example, if two weights were very close to each other in the original full precision regime, we're going to most likely won't be able to represent their difference in the quantized range, so we'll have to put them in the same bucket. For some weights, we'll have to